Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. President-elect Bill Clinton is about to leave Little Rock for Washington today to take the measure of the Oval Office and get some advice from its present occupant.
This is Doug Poling in Little Rock.
I think they're just going to sit down and look each other in the eye and talk about whatever comes up.
That's what Clinton spokesman George Stephanopoulos says about today's White House meeting between the president-elect and President Bush. Mr. Clinton says he does have one or two things on his mind but did not elaborate. And Clinton Transition Director Warren Christopher says it's an important meeting for both men.
They will have a substantive discussion of the major problems facing America at the present time. I think it will not be just a social call, but it'll be, as has always been true historically, it's a time when the outgoing president communicates important thoughts to the incoming president.
This is also a chance for the Clintons to get a feel for their new city. Mr. Clinton plans to take a walk through a lower middle class neighborhood of the Capitol, talking with the residents and the small business owners. The Clintons will also attend a reception hosted by the Children's Defense Fund. This is a cause dear to the heart of Mrs. Clinton, who is a member of the board of the fund. Doug Poling, CBS News, Little Rock.
With the State Department's Inspector General due to report today on the search of Bill Clinton's passport files, one of the officials involved in the hunt, Stephen Mohiban, has resigned. As Barry Magnata reports, the big question now is whether the White House ordered a fishing expedition.
Already, the affair has drawn admissions from the Bush administration that mistakes were made. In recent days, investigators have focused on claims by dismissed Assistant Secretary Elizabeth Tamposi that the White House had expressed interest in information contained in Bill Clinton's passport files. Files for Mr. Clinton's mother and for Ross Perot also were searched. Congress continues its own investigation and is considering strengthening privacy laws and penalties. California Congressman Howard Berman was among those initiating the probe.
Congress has an oversight responsibility over the State Department and its operations. We have to make sure that the diplomacy this country is engaged in without being made a tool of one individual's political campaign.
Ironically, Mr. Clinton may have been the one who benefited most from the searches. During the campaign's final days, he drew cheers everywhere he went, telling a story of political hacks investigating his poor subversive mama. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
European community negotiators meet their U.S. counterparts in Washington today, hoping to end a dispute over oil seeds and EC farm subsidies. France, caught between its angry farmers and a looming trade war, today denounced a pending U.S.-European compromise. The U.S. trade deficit in September was $8.3 billion, down over 7% from the two-year high of August. Analysts say the adverse trend will continue, sending the trade deficit above $100 billion next year and for the foreseeable future. The Senate's POW-MIA committee has answered many questions in Hanoi and played diplomatic mailman. David Martin has more.
Chairman John Kerry of the Senate MIA Committee delivered a letter from President Bush to the President of Vietnam, promising a lifting of the economic embargo and normalization of diplomatic relations if the Vietnamese continue to cooperate in the search for missing U.S. servicemen.
We can say that the President expressed very directly that the cooperation from Vietnam will be met by reciprocal actions from the United States.
Kerry spoke at a press conference after 3 days of meetings in Hanoi, during which the Vietnamese turned over information that determined the fates of at least 8 Americans previously listed as missing in action. When he returns to Washington next week, Kerry will brief President Bush on the progress made in accounting for MIAs. Shortly after that, the president is expected to announce at least a partial lifting of the embargo. David Martin, CBS News, Hanoi.
The U.S. government today flew the first of nearly 400 Vietnamese insurgents from Cambodia to new homes in North Carolina. The Montagnard tribesmen were recently discovered living in an isolated region 15 years after the U.S. abandoned them. In Pakistan, police have arrested former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The arrest came as she and some 35,000 supporters broke through police barricades in a banned anti-government protest. The NATO alliance agreed today to help impose a naval blockade on rump Yugoslavia to stop the ethnic fighting in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Romania says it's prepared to begin inspecting Danube River shipping for prohibited cargoes. Russian President Boris Yeltsin has begun a 3-day visit to South Korea. Before Yeltsin arrived, relatives of people who died in the 1983 Soviet shootdown of Korean Airlines Flight 007 staged a demonstration. Hungry no more, some 2,500 Somali refugees who survived a week-long ordeal at sea have climbed off a freighter in Yemen. They've been taken to a hastily prepared camp. 6 U.S. House members have left Somalia, calling the situation there an affront to humanity. They oppose U.S. military intervention to end the banditry that's hampering international relief efforts. Transcripts of conversations held right after the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill show that Exxon Corporation and the Alaska Pipeline Service Company were mainly concerned with protecting their image. The transcripts include a statement by top Exxon official Don Cornett saying the actual pickup of spilled oil was unimportant, but that the companies needed to mobilize large amounts of equipment to stop public criticism. Alan Adasiak was the state's chief investigator of the oil spill.
The oil industry is saying, we're going to do what we damn well please, and we're going to tell you anything we please in order to achieve our ends.
The new evidence could boost claims for punitive damages against Alyeska. Four American climbers are missing and two are feared dead on Mexico's highest peak. Adrian Bard reports.
The climbers were trapped in an avalanche on the 18,900-foot-high Pico de Orizaba volcano, 150 miles east of Mexico City. U.S. Embassy officials here confirmed the four were missing, but gave no further details. A rescue group quoted in today's newspaper said the four are 50 feet up on a vertical wall on the volcano's snow-covered north face. Mexican authorities have sent in rescue teams, but weather conditions are described as bad. Adrian Bard for CBS News, Mexico City.
Southern California felt a minor 3.6 Richter earthquake this morning. It was centered 15 miles east-southeast of San Bernardino. In Belleville, Illinois today, a man dying of lung cancer takes on those who sold him cigarettes for nearly 30 years. KMOX radio newsman Steve Shoemaker reports.
51-year-old Charles Cooper says he smoked a pack and a half of Winston cigarettes a day for most of his adult life, and he now has lung cancer. He's suing the R.J. Reynolds Company, the maker of those cigarettes, along with the Tobacco Institute, a tobacco trade association, and the drugstore that sold him the cigarettes. Attorneys for the Tobacco Institute contend Cooper chose to smoke and to ignore the Surgeon General's warnings printed on the cigarette package. But Cooper contends the tobacco companies used advertising to convince people to ignore the health warnings. This is the first smoking lawsuit to reach the courtroom since last June's ruling by the Supreme Court clearing the way for such legal actions. A victory by Cooper here could open up a floodgate of lawsuits against tobacco companies by cancer victims around the country. Steve Shoemaker for CBS News, Belleville, Illinois.
A 6-year-old Calexico, California girl and her atheist father are suing the Girl Scouts of America, saying the organization violated the child's rights by requiring her to recite a pledge containing a reference to God. The judge ordered the Girl Scouts not to cancel meetings during the next week to prevent the child from attending official functions. Overseas, the dollar is lower. London gold is up $1.45, and in Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 3.5 points. It's 7:10.